Retrieval failure, or cue-dependent forgetting, is the inability to retrieve information from long-term memory because of the absence of the right cue. And the retrieval cue is the stimulus that assists the locating and retrieval of the information stored in long-term memory. A common explanation for retrieval failure is the tip-of-the-tongue phenomena. And that occurs when we know that something is in our memory, but it can't quite be retrieved at that moment when we need it. So a person can recall certain features of an item from her memory, but not the whole concept. So the material's there, but only parts of it can be retrieved. And tip of the tongue illustrates that over time, the majority of people can retrieve information from long-term memory that was apparently lost, because at the time, the right cue was unavailable. So eventually, the retrieval cue will connect to the correct information. Evidence of the retrieval failure? Well, the person may be able to describe it. They might have the first letter. They might know what it looks like in terms of colour, size and shape, but they can't get the word. An explanation for retrieval failure is that often information stored in LTM can only be accessed by the appropriate retrieval cue, and retrieval is not an all or nothing process. We can only remember parts of what we want to retrieve, or in other words, we only get partial retrieval. And remember, memories are stored in the brain in a complex manner that is an organised and interconnected way. Each memory is stored in a number of locations, and for the complete memory to be retrieved, each location must be accessed. So for instance, you might have a memory of your school formal in terms of the vision, sounds, emotional aspects of it, facts relating to the event, and these are all stored in different parts of the brain. So when retrieval fails, it's because a person can't access all these locations.